Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
And I got the former All-Star Bip Roberts with me here on 95.7 The Game, and we love having him on throughout the season. We head down to Arizona. He does a great job covering the San Francisco Giants for MLB.com. Chris Haft is with us. Chris, how are we doing tonight?
Great to be with you, gentlemen.
Well, I got to think down in Giants camp, everybody was real excited, of course. Melanson, Posey, Crawford, a part of Team USA as they got the victory 8-0 against Puerto Rico. I don't know when those guys return, but when they return, I think they're going to get a hero's welcome because it was a great win for Team USA and those three Giants.
I think so. And they should be back tomorrow to answer that question. It's funny. I had a separate assignment which hasn't come out, which part of a season preview. I was, a Q&A with Bruce Bochy, and I happened to ask him, that very thing. What, as accomplished as I was focusing more on Crawford and Posey, since they spent the whole WBC with the team. As accomplished as they are, might this raise their profiles, somewhat, or legitimize them even more if they need it to be legitimized, which they really don't. And, Bruce answered, well, Buster's, pretty much at least in baseball circles, a household name, but, for Brandon Crawford, this may have put him, into the, upper type of stratosphere, the way he played throughout the tournament.
Well, Chris, how do they keep these guys sharp? Do they slow them down when they get back, or what's the plan? Because these guys look like they're ready physically and mentally to start the season today. So how do you slow them down?
With Buster, in Buster's case, is easy. I think he'll want to play more, actually, because he was only playing every other game. And for good reason. Jonathan Lucroy, U.S.'s other catcher, is no slouch. And Jim Leland was just being fair in doing that. But I think Buster will actually want to play pretty frequently. So I think we'll see that when he comes back. And then Brandon Crawford just loves to play. he may need to be, they may need to rein him in a little bit, because he just wants to be out there.
Barry Bonds back with the organization, a special advisor to Larry Bear. Bip and I have been talking about it, Chris, about just all the things that he can do. His great baseball mind, his mind is like a computer. Did you get the feeling it just feels like the right time?
Yeah, that's funny because that phrase you use, just the right time, that's what everybody's been everybody else has been using, and yeah, I'd have to say so. I guess it's a consensus here. It is the right time. He kind of dipped his toe in the water, so to speak, as the Miami Marlins hitting coach last year, and maybe he didn't want to get involved that much on a full time basis, but with this kind of partial commitment. Emphasis on the word commitment. He had to do. He's gonna have some responsibilities throughout the year. I think. It works well for both the Giants and for him.
So what is his actual duties? What is he gonna do? Is he gonna teach hitters? What is Barry's title right now?
Just that special advisor title kind of cracks me up.
Actually, I want that job, Chris. Sounds like a hell of a job.
I'll take it as well.
it's just a title. He'll do whatever. I think he has a pretty good understanding with Larry Bear, as far as I can tell, and he'll pretty much do what Larry wants him to do. And it won't be, demeaning stuff by any means or insignificant stuff. I mean, sometimes it may be showing up at a sort of an event where they need a Giants, quote-unquote, face, so to speak. And, what better face to have out there, what better representative to have out there than Barry Bonds? And, of course, he will travel probably more towards the middle, later part of the season, go through the minor league circuit. And when I say middle and later, that's because all the teams will be, there'll be more teams in play in California, and or on the West Coast, you know, with the rookie leagues and all that, you know, tutoring the hitters and that sort of thing. And even, I'm sure, outfield play too. You know, he can speak to that a lot. And I imagine he'll show up from time to time at AT&T Park to, you know, not get in Hens and Mullins' way as hitting coach, but, you know, hopefully for the Giants be a supplement, I guess you'd say.
Well, there's some things that aren't great for the San Francisco Giants, and Chris Happ with us here on 95.7 The Game covers the Giants for MLB.com. Whenever I hear elbow and I hear MRI and flying back to San Francisco, I worry about that with Will Smith. Eduardo Nunez with the cortisone shot in his right shoulder was on that exact same flight heading back to San Francisco. That's a key part of your bullpen, which was a huge struggle last year, and your starting third baseman, what do we know?
Not a whole lot right now. You know, Will Smith, I was not on the beat today. I was working on long-term things, but as far as I could tell, you know, Will was not back, and so not a whole lot was known about him. Not that he's going to totally make the fun. Well, it's his arm, so yeah, he will make the call on surgery or whatever. What the Giants medical staff will do will make a recommendation. And when he went to see Dr. Neil Elitrash in Los Angeles, you know, he'll make a recommendation, and we'll process all that. And the problem with, you know, losing a guy like him is maybe he's not the biggest star reliever in the major leagues, but gosh, this particular guy is almost like having two or three relievers in one. He can go long, he can go short. He's left-handed, so he could be a left-hand specialist. But then again, he pitches. He does well against right-handers, so you know, he could pitch complete innings if Bruce Bochy needed. Well, you're going to lose that guy for it's tough to put a figure on it right now, not knowing anything, but for a significant period of time, that's for sure. So I don't know who else can step up in the bullpen. And when I asked Bruce about that today for this Q&A that will run later, he pretty much mentioned everybody. And so he doesn't want to repeat last year. Nobody wants to go through last year when roles were kind of ill-defined. So that's something they'll try to iron out in these last few exhibition games.
Well, you know, it's amazing that last year they had a problem down there and they still were almost in the World Series. Just unbelievable. So,
well, I think that may account for there is a little, you know, quiet confidence they've got. You know, not really a swagger, but, you know, it has been pretty upbeat, you know, despite the, losing exhibition record. I mean, we all know that those exhibition season records aren't all that significant. You know, I think they know that, you know, they shore things up with Melanson, but, you know, they do have to get the setup role thing, you know, straightened away before the season begins. But as far as all the other areas are concerned, there are no problems. And again, they're quietly confident they can make things work.
You know, obviously, we don't really focus too much on a number five starter really to start out the season, but when your name is Matt Cain and you have the history and you have the contract, it hasn't been a great spring for him. What are you seeing with Matt Cain, and what are they going to do with that number five slot? Because they just have so much respect for what this guy's done for the organization.
Yeah, you do have to respect that, but I don't see a whole lot of deception there with his pitches. He made a nice recovery yesterday after getting, you know, hammered around a little bit in the first inning, three runs, I believe, four hits. And then after that, only, I think, one run and three hits allowed, or four hits, whatever. But, you know, again, I thought without the deception, or he's not overpowering anymore. So he's going to have to rely on deception, changing speed, that sort of thing. And if he's not doing that, you know, that well, it's going to be a long afternoon, or maybe I should say maybe a short afternoon or a short night, because you won't be around very long. I think he's going to get the job, the number five job, out of spring, you know, out of spring training, you know, to start with. You know, they'll probably, Ty Block may end up being in the major league bullpen, actually, depending on what happens, you know, with the other guys. I mean, he may, he may be a fit there for some sort of left-handed role or a long relief role if they don't keep Suarez in that capacity. But as far as Matt King goes, they can't have a deal where every five games they've got to wear out their bullpen. So it's he may start the season with the team, but he'll be under continued scrutiny, I would say.
Before we let you go, we always like to find a guy that you've been watching who's been sent down. I know Beedy threw the ball well. A lot of questions about Arroyo. Who is the one guy that you watch in this camp who is going back to the minor leagues, but you go, you know what, I think this guy really could help out this ball club at some point in 2017?
I like the question. I don't like my answer because I don't know if I'm pronouncing it right. Jae-Hyun Hwang, the Korean third baseman.
Yeah, he's got a bunch of home runs.
He's got some pop. He's got a great attitude, just a fabulous attitude. And not that that alone is, should make a big difference. But Biff can tell you it kind of does. He's got a good positive outlook, which supplements what he's doing on the field. He wants to succeed, dearly wants to succeed in America, and he works so darn hard. It's all genuine effort. And you kind of can't help but root for the guy because he does work so hard and he's always upbeat. He may not go down to start the season. I mean, with all these injuries, there's a chance he could begin the season with the Giants. I'm not saying it's a real strong chance, but a possibility. And also, reflective of his attitude, I think I'm sure he'd be willing to go down to AAA if he didn't make it. Whereas some of these other, the Jimmy Rollinses of the world and whatever, they probably wouldn't want to go to AAA if the Giants asked them to. But with Jay, he would go down and try to continue to improve and make it back here at some point in time.
Thank you so much for the time. We always appreciate it. And safe travels back up north, and we'll see you during the Bay Bridge series.
Well, thanks to you both. I appreciate that.
Chris Haft does a great job covering the San Francisco Giants for MLB.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.